Most of us have different kind of business ideas in our mind, but we never execute because we believe that it is very difficult to execute and start business. It is very hard to set up wholesaler, distributor and retail network, and this is one of the reasons why people avoid starting a business and they prefer to do their 9-to-5 job. But what if I tell you, you don't need the wholesaler, distributor and retailer in order to set up and grow your business? Listen to this podcast till the end. We are going to discuss briefly about direct to consumer business model with examples so that you can understand clearly. You are listening to the Anuj Vora Show. Here I share my thoughts, knowledge, ideas and opinions about personal finance, investment, marketing, business and economics. So keep learning and enjoy. Let's first discuss about the traditional method of doing a business. The traditional method suggests that if there is a manufacturer, he would give products to wholesaler. The wholesaler will take some profit and will give products to distributor. The distributor will also take profit and he would give products to retailers, and then retailers would make profit, a little bit profit from consumers, and this is how the chain works. And this is the method of traditional business. But if we talk about direct to consumer, where when the product is being manufactured, it will directly be delivered to the consumer. Now, if you tell me that is it possible without doing marketing, but the answer is simple. No, it is not possible. The marketing campaign and marketing strategies play a huge importance in D2C business model. Here is how D2C business model goes. There is a manufacturer. He will run advertisement, whether it is online or offline, and the manufacturer will deliver the products to the consumer. That's it, nothing else. There would be no wholesaler, there would be no distributor, there would be no retailer. Only manufacturer and the consumer. That's it. Now, there are a lot of benefits of doing D2C business. The first is you don't have to pay anything to wholesaler because you don't have wholesaler. You don't have to pay anything to distributor because you don't have distributor. And you don't have to pay anything to retailer because you are not hiring or you are not having contract with other retailers. So this is how you can cut a lot of money if you leverage D2C business model. And eventually, if you manage to reduce the cost in the supply chain, that simply means you can manage to decrease the price of goods and services as well. That means if you are a new in business and your competitor is very huge, if your competitor is a very large company, your competitor would definitely prefer to leverage the traditional method, which is a manufacturer, wholesaler, distributor, retailer, and then consumer. So he is spending a lot more money on the supply chain. And now, if you want to start your business, what you can simply do is leverage D2C business model. Here, you manage to cut cost of multiple things. At the same time, if you manage to deliver high quality products at lower rates, why I'm saying lower rates? Because if you manage to cut all these expenses, if you manage to cut the cost of manufacturer, wholesaler, distributor, and retailers, you can produce good product at affordable rates than the competitor. So this is how you should think before starting a D2C business, that there are a bunch of benefits that you will get by starting a D2C business. If you leverage this business model, you can easily get to know that where the product is being delivered. You can easily track the orders because your supply chain is very small. If you have wholesaler, distributor, retailer, and then consumer, it would be difficult to track where the orders are. And initially, if your business is new, you will definitely take care where the products are going because you are operating with less capital. So now the obvious question that you would ask me that how would we sell using D2C? And there are multiple answers. In the world of technology, well, where each and every people have a smartphone in their hands, what you can simply do is to make a website, make a mobile application, or you can simply make money, you can simply sell products using your Instagram or Facebook page. Yes, that's possible. Allow customers to order your products and services using your website, your mobile application, and even your social media handles as well. To increase your visibility on the internet, you can also do a bunch of things. You can produce video content regarding your products. You can tell the consumers that how your products is beneficial if you leverage it. You can also start writing blogs where you keep writing regarding the product you deliver to the consumer. You keep telling people that there are some advantages and you keep educating people, and by educating people you eventually provide more value to the lives of customer. You can interact with consumers on social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. This is how slowly and steadily you will manage to build your brand and eventually you will get sales. If you want to grow faster, what you can simply do is to spend money on online advertisement. You can spend money on YouTube ads, Google ads, social media ads, and so on to promote your business. Also, these days, it is extremely famous that businesses have started leveraging influencer marketing. Now, let me give you some example over here. If you are in a business of skincare products, what you can simply do is to contact 5 to 10 influencers, whether it is male or female, and make sure that they have a loyal fan base. The high number doesn't matter the most, but the loyalty matters the most. You can check the comments, you can check how loyal the audience is towards that particular influencer. And if that particular influencers started promoting your products and services, it will boost your business. Now, if we talk about examples regarding these type of companies, Mama Earth is one of the fastest growing natural skincare company which have been using influencer marketing in order to grow its business, and it has got tremendous success with this method. What they do is they make contract, they make paid partnership with the fashion or vlogging influencers, and they give money to them and they promote their products on their videos. So this is how they manage to build their brand across different type of segment. If we compare it with traditional media like television media, newspaper media, and radio ads, influencer marketing, or I should say social media marketing or digital marketing, whatever you call, is extremely cheaper, and by spending less money you are getting more revenue, and that is the best thing of D2C business model. So this was all about D2C business model, and I'm sure that after listening to this podcast, you will also start thinking about starting your own business. And that's easy. Go chase your dreams. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, You can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.